A developer is proposing to turn an empty city lot downtown into what he's calling an arts district. Jacksonville Daily Record reporter David Cotton has the details. That's this week's business brief. David, what is this thing?
Yeah, this is a mix between public space, open-air art. There would be some shipping containers maybe turned into micro theaters, small art galleries, temporary restaurants and cafes. From the developer's standpoint, a way to activate a space that's vacant right now and just is really home to some old construction trailers.
It's close to the big courthouse downtown. It's the same site that JEA was looking at potentially to relocate its headquarters. Right now, not much going on there. So who is proposing to do this?
Yeah, this is a local development company called Metropolis, led by Rafael Caldera, who's a member of the Downtown Development Review Board, also does other work, has a few other companies. And really what Rafael is wanting to do is to create some traffic in that area for people who are maybe taking their lunch break or somewhere for them to hang out after work. But if JEA says tomorrow they want to use this property for the new headquarters, it's going to be a few years for development and some other things. So this company is looking to lease it for 2 years. And then from there, maybe they can take this concept and put it in a more permanent location somewhere else downtown.
So the developer sits on the Downtown Development Review Board. Does he have to recuse himself from voting on this?
Absolutely. If it were to come up, I know it's going to have to go through the Downtown Investment Authority. It is city property in the urban core, so they would have to approve a lease. And then if there's any real construction down there, and they'll probably bring it to the Downtown Development Review Board anyways, just to get their input and their thoughts on when they present some more detailed renderings of what this really could look like with the shipping containers and some of the street lighting and benches and that sort of thing.
How much is he proposing to lease it for? Did he have an amount?
Not yet. That is something that they are negotiating with. I don't think he's trying to lease it for too much money because then it just kind of negates the other investment that they're putting in there. He thinks this first phase of this project is going to cost about $120,000 to get off the ground. Probably a little bit more for phase two, which would be the shipping containers turned into whatever uses you can imagine.
It's obviously a challenge downtown to bring people out, especially after business hours.
There's a bit of a perception problem with downtown that it's not safe at night, that basically after 6 o'clock, it shuts down. I think this is a step, from his perspective, this is a step in changing that narrative. We'll create something, people will come. It's sort of like Art Walk, right? People come downtown for Art Walk. It's a destination. This would be a more everyday type solution to that.
Kind of like an Art Walk every day.
Yeah, yeah. And you think about, there are a lot of good artists in this city. There's a lot of good performance art in this city. And I think they would love another venue right in the middle of the urban core to showcase their work.
An initial rendering of the project is at WJCT.org. That's Jack's Daily Record reporter David Cotton. I'm WJCT News Director Jessica Palumbo.